There was a man who was newly married and he wanted to show off with his friends and he said, I'm working out, I have no weights, but I have 10-pound potato bag, a 20-pound potato bag, and yesterday I was able to lift it up for 1 minute with outstretched arms. And his friend said sarcastically, when are you going to put potatoes in those bags? We look at life and sometimes we forget. That is why the church reminds us when we have the procession with the book of Holy Gospel, the Gospel of Jesus Christ, and we enthrone it on the altar, the church reminds us not to forget the beauty and the joy that we had in our life. Sometimes people will say, you're such a Scrooge. I want to be a Scrooge. Because initially, Scrooge is an older man who has forgotten. He has forgotten the beauty and the joy of goodness. And memory and hope are always connected together. And when we forget the goodness and joy in our life, then we do not preserve our freedom. That is why the church during Pilipiukor, the Advent fast, reminds us, why do we give up things that are allowed to us? To maintain our freedom, to practice our ability to choose what to do with our life, to look at something and to say, this is good, but this is not for me. There is something better in life. Scrooge is an old man who was given a gift to look back. He lost his emotional memory, but he received it back again when he began to think. In your mind, in everybody's mind, there is a struggle with poor me, poor misunderstood, persecuted me. And Jesus is there telling us, you are wonderful. He wants to define us by saying he wants to be with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. And in the church, we also say as a community, we want to remember the good that was done, that the creator of the universe said, I want to believe in you. I want to be with you. The animals still smelled, and murder was in the air when our Savior was born. But he gave us a new memory, and he reminded us, in your life, no matter what slang you use, cringe, fit, cap, drip, chat, GPT, 6-7, a lot of different words, and people will call you different words. You and Christ determine your identity. I don't care who knows me on ChatGPT, on all the various different platforms out there. They will not change one moment of my life. But Christ, his grace, my conviction that he has called me to be great will remind me day after day. We are called to be children of light. And that is why the church reminds us, do not forget your emotional memory of the beauty that you are and that you have and that you could be. And say, I decide with Christ who I am. I don't need anyone's forgiveness. I don't need anyone to accept my forgiveness. If I am right with Christ, and if I am trying my best to be right with my neighbor, I am doing well. So every day I recommend, Shut off everything. Go deep into your heart and to your memory. Be with Christ and say, Lord, who am I? Who am I called to be? And whether people love you or hate you or don't know you, doesn't really matter. Because if Christ knows you and you know yourself, there is security and a foundation in that. So may God bless you as we prepare for Christ's birth. And the church reminds us, God never forgets his children. We should never forget our God and each other. Slava Isusu Christum.